I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
There is a cat in a Bellevue neighborhood named Mishka that has a rap sheet, they say is a mile long, and has racked up over $27,000 in attorney's fees, with attorneys racking up more than 176 billable hours. Mishka is, this cat has been getting into mischief since 2015 when the first legal fees started coming in. Since 2015, four different lawyers have worked on cat cases involving Mishka the cat, and they have accumulated every month into June as of 2019. They say back in 2014, King County Animal Control signed an order to have the cat euthanized or deported from the county. It killed so many other pets and things the neighborhood and been such a hassle to other to the rest of the neighborhood.
So it's killing other pets. Killing, I mean, it's a cat. What's it killing? Birds?
She's faced accusations of terrorizing the community by trespassing, taunting, and killing other pets. So this big cat, who it's just a normal house cat, it was taken to kitty jail. And then she made bail, and then there was kenneling fees and all that stuff. And then the owner had to basically, they were going to euthanize the cat. So she hired some lawyers and all that. So far, the cat has charged the billable hours and legal fees, $27,604 to keep this cat from being deported out of the county.
Okay. That's some cat lady who's
how about that?
Standing by her cat. This is taking devotion to fitness, I think, perhaps a little too far. Comes to us from Rochester, New York, where this 51-year-old guy is lucky to be breathing this morning. He was hit by a vehicle on Sunday night. It's around 10 o'clock. While doing push-ups in the middle of the road, the 51-year-old, apparently working off his dinner from earlier in the evening, got down in the middle of the road and started doing some push-ups. The last line in the story, alcohol may have been involved.
And finally, out of Orlando, Florida, Jason Hilly is the dad of a 14-year-old daughter. And he, you know, she was wearing some short shorts to school that he was like, man, that is just showing too much for my 14-year-old daughter. I can't take it. So the other day, about a month ago, he came into the room wearing his own pair of short shorts. And he was wearing jean shorts that are, cut like he's wearing tidy.
Like the Richard Simmons shorts?
Like tidy whities, you know. And he told his daughter, look, here's the deal. I will pick you up every day from school wearing these shorts as long as you don't put on the other ones. I'll wear the short shorts and humiliate myself if you don't wear those things. And so so he says, she's got a pair of short shorts. I need to get the point across. I will wear the short shorts as a kind of little tit for tat on the clothing idea. And once this got out, I guess it's gone around online, and the video got picked up, and it went global all over the world. Someone from Germany is picking up the idea, and they said the video has been seen more than 30 million times. The 14-year-old daughter, Kendall, says, my dad is famous now for wearing his short shorts.
I can't believe it's news.
Whatever you got to do.
Okay.